Hey, so I wanted to respond to Brainy Babe's lovely invitation to talk about things that we love about ourselves. I think I do enough self-love in every other kind of audio, but this is different. I totally want to validate the need for expressing out loud what we're doing well. It's so easy and comfortable to veer into how we're fucked up and how things are bad, and that is also true much of the time. But saying things that we're good at, or that we're working on, or that we just like about ourselves is a little bit harder. So I'm feeling brave right now. I got my sleepy time tea. I'm chilling on my deck in the rain. It's covered. So these are the things lately that I'm appreciating about myself. I made a hard decision today to not go for a job that would be a big level up, personally and professionally, because the increase in pay is not worth the mental health tax. And that kind of plays into stuff that I'm getting much better at in the last couple of years, which is about expressing boundaries and being really clear what's going to serve me and what's going to take away from my well-being. So that was hard. It was a hard few days of thinking about it, but every time I went, okay, well, how would this look and how would that work? My whole body was just like, fuck no, dude, don't do it. You will feel bad about this in 6 months. So I'm pretty proud of myself for making a hard call and not giving into like an ego position of needing that way of being in my life to only say what I'm good at is the things that I struggle through. Sometimes it's okay to take it easy, and I feel privileged that I have that in my life, that I can take it easy right now. On the flip side of that is I am proud of myself for being in a hard program of school stuff that's kicking my ass and helping me stretch and grow my brain, and my professional practice and all kinds of cool stuff is coming from that. And I am paying my way through by working and not taking out huge loans. Yay. Me. But yeah, that took some doing and is taking some doing. Things I like are that I am making efforts every day to be outside. Nature is my medicine, and being in the forest or being by the water is the ultimate place for me to get healing and get well and just feel appreciation for what the world brings me. I feel like I'm... It's tempting to just be like, I'm really good at orgasms on the internet. That's not necessarily... I mean, I guess I do like that about myself, but it's not the thing that I was going to focus on. There's a part about... I think the thing that's coming up the most is like health and boundaries. So I've been making lots of good choices for my health lately, and when I don't make good choices, I don't beat myself up about it. It's less of a 180 and more of a like 45, where I'm like, whoa, yep, nope, stepped off the train, got back on pretty quick instead of being totally derailed. And then just communication, and actually GWA is helping me a lot with that. It's a space that is an instant feedback loop where I can freely and easily express what works and what doesn't work, and do that in lots of ways by communicating on DMs or just by scrolling past and just kind of being in a good place to be in control of what comes into my space in my creative sexual expression, but also how that translates into talking with people and going, no, yes, no, can't do that now, and that's okay. That feels like a life practice and something that for a long time was not really possible. So that feels good. So credit to this weird universe for propping me up in that way. And credit to me for jumping in and being able to address and work with what I like and what I don't like. And I think a last thing that I want to be liking myself about is I am feeling, oh, it's windy, sorry if that gets weird on your ears. I'm liking my self-care routines lately, so often it's just like this. It's quiet and I'm outside and I'm drinking tea and it's dark and I'm just giving myself that time, that space. I don't know, maybe you can hear the frogs. There's frogs in my neighbor's yard, it's pretty cool. So that's probably enough. It feels good to be willing and able to be in a place in my life where I can notice and adhere to body signals as a way of gaining information. There's this cool nerve, I'm no scientist or neurologist, but there's this cool nerve called the vagus nerve, and it's one of the longest in our body, and I think it goes like from our digestive system, like our intestines, into our brain, obviously, but it's the gut feeling, literally the gut feeling of when we know someone's standing too close behind us, or when you get weird vibes and you don't know why. That's our bodies talking to us about what we don't know consciously, and it's so fucking cool to knowledge that comes whether we want it or not, or whether we're able to know it at that time or not. Yeah. So, yes, vagus nerves. Thanks for listening. I hope that you are finding things that